In Focus, News Radio KMAN on a Monday morning. It's our regular chat with the Sunset Zoo here on this final Monday of September, getting ready for October. And we were talking before we went on the air this morning, Melissa, about monarch butterflies, and they are starting to make their migration.
They are. So monarchs are one of the species that of butterflies, they cannot survive a really long cold winter. So a lot of times, monarchs do migrate through this season, and they migrate right now. Right now is prime migration season through Kansas. So I've had some visitors and friends, and obviously our staff here at the zoo, we know that it is that season, but people have been asking, oh, I've been seeing a lot of monarchs. Well, that is primarily why we are in that season right now, and they fly directly through Kansas to go to a warmer climate during the winter season. So one of the things that we do at the zoo, we track that because monarchs, we want them to survive as well. You as just a community member, if you're interested, you can go to a website that's called monarchwatch.org, and you can see a map of where they are now, where they migrate to. And then what we also do, we participate in a tagging education with our friends at AZA. So we tag some monarchs, and what that will do is, yes, we catch the monarchs, but we tag them and we release them, and it will give us an education as well as the Monarch Watch Association of where exactly the monarchs are flying for their migration. And so migration typically happens for monarchs September through November. Now, November, if it's too cold in our environment where we are in Kansas, but late September is where you will really see a lot of monarchs in the area. I know they probably weren't real happy with our weather this morning, probably, but it fluctuates with the heat and coolness of the fall season.
Yeah. One of my favorite memories as a child going through school was the year we got to learn about monarch butterflies. I think I was in the second grade, and just watching them go from like development stage, and then the chrysalis, and then becoming a butterfly. I mean, they're one of the neatest creatures that you'll see out there, and it's kind of fun to educate the community on, you know, their lifestyle.
Yeah, and I think we all somewhat have a little bit of a memory of that, and they are really unique and beautiful. And one of the things, too, I wanted to mention is that, you know, they are one of our strongest pollinators, and we are trying to save a lot of our pollinators, whether they're monarchs or bees or different insects that help pollination, because that helps with our entire food chain. And I think sometimes people forget that the littlest piece of nature can help us with pollination and help us with our sustainable environment. So we are on watch for those monarchs, and it's really pretty cool to see them migrating through our area of Kansas. And you will see them in various locations, but what they do like to see and what it's great about the Flint Hills is they like hilly areas to migrate in, and so you'll see that as they fly up and through hilly areas during this time of year.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Is it okay to catch a monarch butterfly, or is that not advised?
No, it's okay to catch it. It's about how, you know, what you are doing while you're catching it. If you are interested in catching and learning a little bit more about monarchs, I would just suggest that you go to a website like monarchwatch.org. It will give you some education on how to look at monarchs, and if you're interested in tagging monarchs, it will give you information about that as well.
Okay. My absolute favorite butterfly is the monarch butterfly.
I think a lot of people love monarchs. So that's why I just wanted to talk about it a little bit today and let you know that we, as part of an AZA zoo, we take part in the education of that. So there is a fall migration and then, again, a spring migration. But fall is where it really happens for Kansas, and you see a lot more monarch during this time of year.
All right. Well, Melissa, we're out of time. I sure appreciate getting to catch up with you here today, and we'll be looking forward to hearing more about Spooktacular here later this week.
Yep. Just be watching our website, and we thank everybody who comes out to Sunset Zoo. We are open and stay open 360 days a year, so come visit us, and if you want to learn more, visit us at sunsetzoo.org.
All right. Thanks so much. Talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up our show. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and Nancy McCarter, the county clerk.
Next hour is the GMCF Community Hour. We'll be talking about Katie's Way and also Friends of the Kanza Prairie. Then Rush, Dan Patrick, Wildcat Insider, and the Chiefs on K-Man.